Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Twitter world. It's me, yours truly. My TV is automatically on a sports station, and the first thing I hear is they're talking about football players wearing watches on the football field. I'm sure there's a logical reason for that. Then, of course, they're talking about Antonio Brown and the rape allegations. And I'm listening to these sportscasters. All of a sudden, they become crime reporters. And I heard this one guy make an idiotic statement that the girl is obviously moral and all that. And she might be. I'm not saying she's not. But they said because she's only asking for $75,000. And I'm saying to myself, Jesus, why don't these sports guys just talk about sports? The law is in federal court that she has to ask for a minimum of $75,000. Make no mistake about it. This girl ain't sending herself through all of this for $75,000. So stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know. I'm just saying. Take care.
Oh, there's a guy. Got a little background, huh, in the legal system.
Man. I'm just saying could be the best sign-off ever. I'm just saying.
All right.
It just goes off.
What do you got coming?
All right, so OJ got about 500,000 hits on this video.
It was a slow day.
Well, he's been very active lately, but he's actually nearing 1 million followers.
Is that right?
We'll
are you following him,
Matt?
Of
course.
Yeah, of course.
We'll have to figure out a way to celebrate that. So his caption on the tweet was, "Stick to what you know. Not what you think you know." And he had a little issue with his punctuation in there, and that's where we get to our first response.
Oh, boy.
OJ, you don't need to capitalize after a comma unless it's a proper noun. For instance, I got away with murdering my wife, comma Nicole.
Oh, God. Jeez.
God, I knew that. There was one.
Where were you when they announced the OJ verdict? I was in my 8th grade art class. Now, you have to set that up. He was talking about 9/11 earlier in the thing. We decided not to play it. So that's where we were at with that one. I was curious because I put that one down here where you guys were at during the OJ verdict. You must remember when it came out.
Oh, my God. That's a great question.
Where was I during the verdict?
I'm not sure. I know where I was during 9/11 doing a show. The planes hit. But
I don't know where I was during
the verdict. I'm not sure either. Right, I was watching.
We keep going then. Right. We just get the goat with the goat emoji of killing his wife.
Oh.
I remember in 1994 sitting on my couch watching the NBA Finals and having the game interrupted by a slow speed chase.
Jeez.
If you were to stick to what you know, the body count would be unimaginable.
Oh, God. Oh, that's the worst one ever.
You're alone at night. You walk into your living room where your favorite swivel chair sits. The lamp turns on and the chair spins. And the last thing you hear is, "Hello, Twitter world."
I'm just saying.
Good one, OJ. I remember when you were the crime/sports story.
Oh, good God.
Yep.
100%, OJ. You thought you would be a detective and find Nicole and Ron's killers. You realized that wasn't your strong suit, so instead you decided to go with what you were good at and continued to work on your slice.
Oh.
Winner of the most self-unaware person goes to. And then finally, OJ should stick to what he knows, killing.
You know, when he got into the Antonio Brown stuff, you knew, like, oh, OJ, you're not really going to jump into this. And look, you've spent more money than anybody in the legal system to get out of problems or not get out of problems in the case of amount of time he just spent in jail. But my God, man, he had to know he was going to get blasted on this one.
Of course. He knows every time he tweets.
It's amazing that he continues to dive into these issues like
every
the way that he does.
Now.
But again, like he is knowledge-able on stuff like 75 grand being the minimum number. Like he is knowledgeable about that kind of stuff, and he makes a really good point. People that cover sports probably shouldn't dive into that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're not law experts.
There's a shot at Omar.
It's not a direct shot at Omar. It's a shot at everyone who did what he did, yes.
But after yesterday, it's a direct shot at Omar.
Omar, who jumped on and decided he was going to get really involved in this, and then end up doing an apology.
Yep.
for lack of knowledge.
Editor-in-chief had to put one out there also.
Deadspin went after him.
Everybody went after Omar yesterday nationally.
That's impressive when you make Deadspin, though. That's impressive.
Omar's been on a roll. Give him credit. He came back from his vacation. Only guy can come back from a vacation and piss people off. Right. Most people go on vacation.
Come back calm.
You have a great vacation. Right. You go do your thing, and he decides he's going to jump into the vacation and start talking about Cuba's nicer than Coral Gables and stuff and saying really stupid stuff. And he was all over the island, right? He was all over Cuba. All over. Got to see everything. He doesn't go on the normal tourist thing that everybody else has to go on. He always does that with his wife, make sure they go in the back
couple
streets.
Miles in. Yeah,
they want to see everything. Yeah. He said, yeah, not even close. So much not.
Three
so
straight,
much nicer.
Three straight texts that came in at 560-22-560-22 to Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. OJ is an expert in allegations. You guys are lowering yourselves by playing OJ stuff. You're better than this. And then the last one right after that, the OJ segment stays undefeated. Correct.
You guys might be better than this. I'm not. I mean,
I don't know if any of us are better than that, to be honest.
You guys laugh at it, so.
Yeah. We're as bad as the person that reads it.
I'm just amazed. Or worse. I think more of it, just amazed that OJ continues to talk about all these different things.
Just saying.
And he just sets people up to just take all these shots at him. And I would love to be there when he's reading them. Like, is he laughing or going, well, that one's a little low.
I wonder if he reads all the replies.
Just to tell, I mean, you guys know this because I sent you a couple yesterday that we can't read.
Yeah.
They're much worse than what I read here.
Like, oh, no.
These are the ones that are acceptable for the show.
We have to, like, almost put as a disclaimer out that Hollywood goes through all these 8,000 replies. And there are some extreme nasty ones where you have to click that extra button on your Twitter because it doesn't go through. And then those are the ones that I get texted right before the segment starts.
It's always the guy, by the way, that has, like, no picture on his Twitter account. Has, like, a weird made-up name.
It's an egg. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, Mike94723. Exactly. By the way, another text. OJ should hire Omar to run his social media if he wants ratings.
Oh, man. Wonder if Omar's going to slow down a little bit. Does he block all those people yesterday that were getting after him?
He's been known to block people, yes.
Yeah. I don't know if he blocked everyone yesterday. That might be an even worse look if you're blocking all the dudes that are. Because there were plenty of blue checkmark people that were ripping him yesterday. It wasn't just the people that aren't verified. These are some regular celebs that are out there, yes.
Did he do this on his own, or did the Sun Sentinel tell him he needed to do this? What would be your take?
You're looking at me, asking me this question. I don't know. I didn't speak to him.
Well,
if I had to guess, I would say that he was probably asked.
There was a little pressure, I'm sure.
I think Omar probably realizes he messed up. Like, Omar's not a bad guy. Again, I tell people this all the time. Like, I know Omar comes off.
I think Omar's a bad guy.
He comes off a certain way on Twitter. Omar's a good friend of mine. He's been really great to me throughout the years. So I don't
think Omar's got a bad bone in his
body. No, I don't. I think he messed up yesterday. Definitely messed up. The comments were unacceptable, and he apologized.
I think it was a 60-40 split. 60 for Omar that he wanted to do it, and 40 from the pressure from.
Well, I'm sure they asked him to do it. Yeah. I would assume.
I guess the only other thing is that Cuban vacation take that he came home with was
interesting.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, it was an interesting take.
And he stuck with it. Like, he didn't back down on that one.
He tends to double down. Yes,
but. I got an idea. Like, I don't know if Omar ever wants to get into this, and I understand he wants to stay in the cause and stuff, but why just go on vacation with your wife and enjoy yourself instead of put stupid-ass stuff out there?
Well, everything from the vacations on Instagram or Twitter.
Whatever happened to guys, like, just go on vacation, take a few pictures.
Right.
Take a picture with your wife, kids.
Days are over, man.
And just enjoy yourself.
Social media.
That's how it is. People go on Instagram. I mean, Omar live-tweeted his entire trip. He just got back from Africa, and he live-tweeted or Instagrammed his entire trip.
Yeah.
He's always got his phone out. I'm the complete opposite. I won't tweet one thing when I'm on a trip.
All right, well, listen, we got to go to break. Enough of
you make it onto social media when you go on trips, though. People post stuff of you.
Well, it's because he's got a daughter. That's
your kids. I always see pictures of you when you're out at the beach or wherever.
Joe comes
you go.
In Monday from a trip, and I'm like, hey, man, you had a good time with that thing. How'd you know I was there? All
right. I do. I always say that. Like, how'd you know?
Oh, yeah, that was a great picture with your granddaughter. Your granddaughter. What? How? I mean, everyone in your family.
I can tell it bothers him. I can tell it bothers him too when I tell him. Like, it definitely bothers you. That's okay.
I like to keep my stuff.
Yeah,
right.
You should keep it private.
Yeah.
But the new
Hang around your daughter.
The new folks, the new generation. You guys like the social media stuff, and so it's a different
time.
Media, anyway,
we wouldn't have OJ.
8 o'clock hour coming up here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We got be checking in with some Florida Panthers as the guys start coming in here in the next few minutes. We'll get into all that stuff. Right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage Bank. Oh, yeah, man. Are you going through mortgage banker frustration? Are you in a situation right now where, all right, you got bad credit, huh? You've had some weak tax returns, but you're making a nice bounce back. Or maybe even you had a short sale in the past 5 years. Whatever it is, it's keeping you down. That doesn't mean you can't get approved. Nope. Now when you got Michael Cotti, Mr. Choice Mortgage Bank, to give you a second chance or find a creative way to get you approved. He's got so many good messages for you from any kind of mortgage out there, including the hottest mortgage in the business right now, reverse mortgages. If you're over the age of 62, you want to get one, you want to find out, you want to get some equity out of your home, let Michael Cotti do it for you. Just one of his many specialties that he does. Fixed rate interest rates now in the threes for you. So, hey, man, let's lock in a great rate, save you a lot of money, and maybe you want a second mortgage right now so you can fix up the home and make it get rid of some, get some hurricane windows or whatever it might be. Whatever your reason for needing it, go to Michael Cotti for anything. And been in business since 1994. Got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166254. His name is Michael Cotti. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. You don't have to ever be embarrassed or afraid to ask a question. 561-441-2730. Michael Cotti, can you help me at Choice Mortgage Bank?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.